A book that initially sold fewer than 900 copies in its first print run has since been translated into 80 languages and sold more than 150 million copies worldwide. That is not a marketing story. That is proof of something far more stubborn, the human need to be told that your life has a direction worth following. Paulo Coelho published O Alquimista in Portuguese in 1988, and when HarperCollins brought it to English readers in 1993 under the subtitle A Fable About Following Your Dream, the world caught fire with it. The reason is simple and uncomfortable. Most people suspect they are living the wrong life, and this book names that suspicion out loud. The story follows Santiago, an Andalusian shepherd boy who keeps having the same dream, treasure buried near the Egyptian pyramids. Think of it as the universe sending the same email over and over until you finally open it. Santiago sells his sheep. He crosses into North Africa. He gets robbed almost immediately after arriving in Tangier. That setback is not a detour. It is the first real test. He ends up working for a crystal merchant, a man who has dreamed for decades of making a pilgrimage to Mecca, but has never gone. The merchant is not a villain. He is a warning. He represents every person who keeps their dream alive, just enough to feel it, but never acts on it. Santiago watches this man and makes a different choice. Now, that contrast is the engine of the entire novel. The key idea Coelho builds around is the personal legend. Melchizedek, introduced in the story as the King of Salem, explains it to Santiago directly. A personal legend is the life purpose a person is meant to pursue, the reason they are here, the thing that gives existence its enthusiasm. Coelho himself said that his own personal legend was to become a writer, and that he used this novel as a metaphor for anyone who delays a dream because it seems impossible. But the novel does not stop at inspiration. It identifies four specific obstacles that block most people from their calling. The belief that the dream is impossible from the start, the fear of hurting loved ones by changing, the fear of defeat along the way, and the fear of actually achieving the dream and then losing it. That last one is the quietest and most devastating. Santiago's love for a woman named Fatima becomes his own version of that test. A genuine, beautiful thing that could still become an excuse to stop moving. The novel also introduces the concept of omens, signs that the universe uses to communicate with those paying attention. Santiago must learn to read them. Coelho calls this shared symbolic language the language of the world, a mode of understanding that connects all living things. And here is where the idea of maktub enters. The word means it is written. For example, when Santiago is robbed in Tangier, a reader might assume fate has closed the door. But maktub in Coelho's framework does not mean the outcome is fixed. It means the conditions for your growth are already in place. Your response to those conditions is still entirely yours. The alchemist Santiago eventually meets reinforces this. Real knowledge is not found in books alone. It is built through lived experience and disciplined attention to the world around you. That means the journey itself is the education. Remember this, Michael, the takeaway. Coelho spent his entire novel constructing is not that dreams come true if you wish hard enough. It is that your personal legend is a language the universe speaks through every setback, every stranger, every unexpected detour. The treasure Santiago finds at the end is real. But the transformation produced by the journey is what makes him capable of recognizing it. Coelho said he could have stopped writing after this book if money had been his motivation. He kept going because he loved the work. That is the distinction the novel asks every reader to make, Michael, between the life you are performing for others and the one that actually calls to you. The tragedy is not failing to reach the destination. The tragedy, as this book makes undeniably clear, is never deciding to leave.